The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Today is the 26th of August, if you can believe it, 2017. Well, we do this all the time, and we're going to be adding more and more. If you've been listening to any of the singular shows I've been doing, and I've been referencing this a lot, and before I bring my buddy Kirsten Tulick in, if you've listened to the shows I've done with her, Paul Firepower Gray, shows that she and I have just done, Kelly Manzone too, et cetera, but it's just Kirsten and I today, which is great. We've talked about reconstructing and deconstructing yourself mentally, and I am into so many things right now. So when I say to you, stand up, take a deep breath through your nose, so you're going to pull air in and you're going to go out through your mouth, and say, I am a winner, I am a champion. If you repeat just those two phrases constantly during the day, when you wake up, the minute you wake up in the morning, and the best thing to do is go do it in a bathroom mirror or in a good mirror in your home, even one that you can stand straight up and look at your whole body in, I would even emphasize that. Or you can do it also on any type of card or paper. Tape it somewhere where you see it constantly, but say it, and I'm going to tell you, within the next 2 weeks, you'll see changes in your life, and I've been talking about more and more things, and I'm going to be bringing more and more things of mental tenacity up about everything I'm doing. I'm doing things right now we talked about on the sand dune. I'm doing visualization, standing on a sand dune with my eyes closed before I literally almost fall off it. You want to build balance like that? Some people, John Bruni's starting to blindfold himself when he's standing on the sand dune now. I don't know if he's doing the visualization, but if you could see what I'm visualizing right now, your head would spin 360 right off your head, and it's all good, everything. So think about being a winner. Think about being a champion. I guarantee you, you're going to become those things. It's going to lead to a bigger and better life. Believe me when I tell you that. Also, too, go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, Winner Circle. I'm going to give you three big facts right now. And if you're shaking your head, yes, there's no reason you shouldn't be jumping on this product. Number one fact. Being strong is an option, yes? Well, most people would say yes. Well, it's not. It's more than an option. It's a requirement. Fact number one. Fact number two, being stronger, does it put you in a position to pursue your specific goals? Absolutely. Fact number three, when you apply your strength, it will make you decisive, tireless, and a confident superhero. And we know how much we love superheroes here, ladies and gents. So those are three facts. Go out, look at those 12 modules plus the 13th module we give you for free called The Stewards of Strength. And don't forget the 8 for 8. These are people, gentlemen and ladies, that have volunteered 1 hour free when you purchase the Winner Circle. And one of them is our pal Kirsten Tulick, who will give you an hour of her time free. And we thank her, and we thank everybody else. Martin Janzicks, David Whitley, Douglas Graham, Dr. William Wong, Clint Darden, Paul Firepower Gray, and Frank Delventhal. Go out, make a move, take action, stop sitting on your hands. This is something that will last you the rest of your life, and we are going to be adding more and more modules to this. Number two, contribute to M&M and FBC, but mainly M&M. This is where the money's going. For a $25 donation, when you go out to the page in FiorellaBarbellCo.com, you get the first module, the beginning. $50, you get the beginning and a half-hour free consultation with myself. And for $100, you get the beginning and 2 half-hour free consultations with myself. All you have to do, click the yellow button to whatever you want to give. It takes you right to PayPal, my account. Bang, you're in there. Now you make the start on everything. Now you build strength and valor and character. I can't emphasize this enough. I can't lead you to do this, but anything you can contribute in these tight, tight times, I would much appreciate, and I thank you in advance for it. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com. Go out and just look at all the shows Kirsten and I have done, okay? There's at least now, whether they're combined or not, we're probably at our fifth or sixth show already. And as everybody knows, I plan on having her on at least for another 30 years, as long as she still likes me. I don't know. We'll see about that. And don't forget about this, too. I mean, we've got over 759 shows in less than 3 years. I mean, who's doing stuff like that? I mean, that right there is bigger than big, and we celebrate our third anniversary at the end of September, and we're going to do a few things on that, and Kirsten's going to be involved in that with us, too. So it's big, big stuff, and it's big stuff going down the line. But before I bring Kirsten in, I'm going to give you a little information on her. Let me just bring it up. Number one, bodybuilder, powerlifter, kettlebell queen, and mace trainer. And as you all know, they call her Little Tank. And let me think. Is that all I want to say? Well, I'm glad to have her back. It's nice because Saturdays is a good day. It works for her. We're going to be doing more and more Saturday shows. Next week, we're going to have my buddy Steve Cotter on, who's a very good friend of Kirsten's, I know, too. And possibly this next week, we were trying to shore it up for Thursday night. It would be Charlie Oliphant, Andrew Carney, and myself. And we're going to talk, we'd be talking not only the training Andrew put Charlie on, but obviously if you've been paying attention, Charlie's on fire. He's lifting stones all over the place now. He's got a Highland Games coming up in early September. And this is big because Andrew and Kara, his girlfriend, were there last week at Stevie Shanks. And Charlie's going to be lifting the Shank Stones, I believe it's in October. And I can't wait to get over there next year because Stevie invited me over there to stay a few days with him, and I'd get the opportunity, and what a great thing to interview and talk to his father. So there's a lot of great things happening. But on that, with no further ado, Kirsten, welcome back to Motivation Muscle.
Great to be here, my friend. I have missed you.
I always miss that.
Since I've talked to you.
I know, but
too bloody long.
but you've been very busy like all of us, and we're going to talk. Well, we're going to get into the first thing right now. If you haven't been paying attention, we'll tell you now out on Facebook. Kirsten and Douglas Graham, who's a good friend of the show, has been on here, are doing a partnership. It sounds very, very good what they're into, and we're going to let Kirsten give us a little bit about it, and it's called the Movement Alliance. And then after that, we're going to go to another topic, which is right up Kirsten's alley, I'm sure, because I thought of this. It's called Strong as Will, but when you hear me read the little excerpt of this, it's going to really get to where it needs to go. It's going to grab you right to the bone. So, Kirsten, let's, you know, how's this? Anything I missed, websites, anything you want to give out, give that out, and let's get right into the Movement Alliance, and let's talk a little bit about this big project, please.
Thank you so much for that, Eric.
You are welcome.
You introduced me so well. If anyone wants to contact me, I'm easily contacted on Facebook, so they can find me on Facebook under my name, Kirsten Tullock, or just put in my nickname, Little Tank, and my profile will appear. I also have a page for my classes, which I teach in the Shetland Islands of Scotland. So I'm under Little Tank Training, and I'm partnered up with my really good friend, Douglas Graham. And we have created a movement called the Movement Alliance, and we are also on Facebook under that name. So if people want to find out about who we are and what we do and what this new project is all about, they can check us out there. they can also message us directly through there. Our website is in the works. It should be on in the next couple of days. Douglas is working like a Trojan as I speak on that right now. And our web address will be, you know, www.movementalliance.co.uk.
Nice.
And so, again, we can be contacted directly through there, and we'll have media clips and all that stuff there. But right now, Facebook is the best way to get in touch with us.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Movement Alliance. How did this idea spark? And now, obviously, we all know, because you and I talk about this quite a bit. We did even before we came on. Mm-hmm. What got you really flowing here? And obviously, you know, it's great to have ideas and dreams, you never let your dreams go, but action is the key here, you know, perseverance, all those great things. What finally got the two of you to stop talking, drawing it up, and got you moving?
Well, it was really funny because I was asked by a company in Glasgow who sell maces if I would teach a workshop or two on their behalf. And I said, yeah, that's cool. I'll no problem do that. Let me know what you want to do about it. So anyway, this company got back to me and they said, oh, Kirsten, we would like to do Edinburgh and Glasgow. And, you know, we're looking at like 25 people per group. And I was like, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kettlebells is one thing for a group of 25 people. I can do that, you know, blindfolded and backwards, you know. But the mace is different because it's a fucking weapon, Eric.
Yeah.
You know? You've got to have more than one of you teaching this.
Well, I was going to say you better have paramedics on site for sure.
I know. So I was like, right. So these guys said, you know, can you do it? I said, I absolutely can. And I know a friend who will do this with me, will leave it with me. So I phoned Douglas and said to him, and he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And it just snowballed from there. I mean, we chatted about this two workshops that are upcoming. They'll probably be in October. The company haven't defined a date as of yet. We're hoping they'll do that this coming week. But then the more me and Douglas chatted about it, we were like, you know, we could just do this for ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
Why are we just doing this for one company as a one-off? This doesn't make sense because we both are passionate teachers.
Yep.
You know, we've trained for so many years. It's like we discussed this last week, actually, and we worked out that between the two of us, we've got 46 years of training experience.
Yep.
In various modalities. You know, so Douglas has got a very strong martial arts background.
Yep.
With the mace, that man is a whiz. And I kid you not, there can't be anyone much better than him in the UK, if not anyone better than him at all. He's that good. He's so smooth. And he's brilliant at that. And so we just thought, well, we could just combine everything that we've done, because there's my skills with the kettlebells, all the work I've done with movement and mobility as well. You know, Douglas is also really great with steel clubs. So let's just pull all this together. What can we do? What can we put out there as a team?
Right.
And pretty much in the last 2 weeks, we have written workshops. You know, we've got them down. We know what we are doing, whether it comes to kettlebells, clubs, mace, movement, you name it. We've written it. And these things are obviously fluid and will change. You know, the more you teach, the more you refine things and the more you work through it. But then, so we wrote all the content out and we thought, right, this is great. What can we do next? And it's like, website, Facebook page. When it's just growing bigger. And then we put like clips together. Well, Douglas is great with editing videos and stuff like that. He's brilliant at that. I am rubbish at that. So thank God he can do it.
Yep.
You know, so he's been doing that and we've been getting clips out. And the response has been pretty amazing, to be honest. And I think the thing that is really exciting us is that, well, first and foremost, we're two friends.
Yeah.
We just get on really, really well together.
Yeah.
And
yep.
we're two friends who have this common bond in that we are both teachers.
Yep.
And we both train and we love to share our passion.
Yep.
And it's a case of two people in the right place at the right time and the right energy. And it just seems to be when you put all these factors together, things just work.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in situations, and you've probably been the same, Eric, in the past, where, you know, you'll meet people and they want to work with you. Oh, I'd love to work with you.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do this.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do that. And does anything ever happen?
Nope.
No. Nope. It just doesn't. For one reason or another, you know, you might be putting so much into it on your part.
Yep.
But they're doing nothing. They're always coming up with excuses. Oh, but, you know, oh, but. And you're like, nah. When me and Dougie started talking about this, it's been so smooth, it's scary.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like everything just fits.
Yep.
And
yep.
it's just working. So I was scheduled to be in Aberdeen next weekend to teach 4 mini workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just meant to be me on my own. And that was fine. You know, my friends own a gym in Aberdeen and doing mace and kettlebells and mobility and all that stuff. And I said to Douglas last week, I said, well, this just seems a bit silly, me teaching on my own. Why don't we make this our launch
weekend? Nice.
And he said, well, yeah, let's do that. So that's awesome. So he's going to travel up from Largs, which is in the central belt of Scotland, up to Aberdeen next week. I'm going down to Aberdeen from Shetland, where I'm based.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be at Results Gym, which is it's a fabulous gym. My friends own it, and it's just a lovely place. And
awesome.
And that's where we're going to be. So that's us putting ourselves out there in the public domain for the first time as a partnership, and it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, I think it's
I feel
great.
Incredibly amped about it, and he's the same. And it's some things you do them, and you just think, this is just right.
Yeah,
and this is one of those times.
Yeah, and the nice thing is you're in the proximity of one another. It's not like on the other side of the water, you know? I mean, the two of you can develop, and what you don't know, as they say, you fake it till you make it, and that works even more magnificent because, you know, it's like any partnership, you got to feel each other out, see how things go. And I have no doubt you guys will do magnificent. And it's good because people are going to learn some other ways of doing things. Both of you, like you said, you got 46 years. You're going to be bringing an awful lot of knowledge, not only to one another, but to the public. And hopefully this is something that has been, you know, in the wings for a long time, and nobody has ever discovered how to do this, let alone on their own, but with two people. And that's the beauty of all this thing. This is the beauty of, we all do different things, but it's all physical culture in one form or another. And once you get this type of material down, and let's face it, this stuff, as Kirsten told you, it takes years. It takes decades to build this type of knowledge, man. And then the biggest thing is, how many people do you know that have this type of knowledge, but they can't put the rubber to the road? They're not good around people. They're not comfortable speaking. Well, you know, if you've ever listened to Douglas on the show, or you know him personally, same with Kirsten, you've listened to her on the show like today, or I'm sure if you met her in person, they're dynamic personalities that can teach. That's not that is not as common as you think in the world of anywhere. Because I know people that are very gifted with training, but they could no more or want to. That's a big thing right now. Stand up in front even of a group of 10 and do it. They would shred literally there. So you two have got something really big here. I want to ask you a couple more questions, and then we're going to move into strength and will. Now, what as far as, you know, the teaching goes and everything like this, is this going to end up, you think, where this could potentially be a full-time thing? I mean, obviously, the two of you do other things, too. And, you know, I know Douglas has a gym, and I know you're a teacher, obviously, with everything.
Uh-huh.
But could this turn into something where this is going to now be a pro? I know that a company wants you to come in. I got all that. But could this end up becoming something very big program-wise, obviously teaching-wise? And is this something where, you know, this is going to be a regular thing, whether it's in his gym or where you go to your friend's gym, or are you going to just be very mobile and go back and forth? I'm asking you to look into a crystal ball right now and you tell me, but if you can answer that, fine. If not, that's okay too. But what's your feeling? Where do you think this can really blossom out to?
Well, Well, we've actually, me and Dougie have spoken about this.
Okay, to good. Be honest, I would expect that.
We speak about a lot of stuff, and we discuss a hell of a lot. And again, that's a sign of a friendship when you can just speak about anything.
Sure.
And we're open to any and all eventualities. So the way that we're seeing it is this was, you know, kind of handed to us initially. Oh, here's workshops. Yay, let's go and teach them. Brilliant. You know, someone else is going to do advertising, do all that stuff. Brilliant. Awesome. Let's jump on that.
Yep.
But then it's looking at it right now. We have a framework.
Yeah.
You know, we were given the incentive, and from that, our drive kicked into high gear. It's like both of us realized at the same time, holy smokes, we can really jump on this. This is our shot. We can do this.
Yeah.
So we've now created, like I say, this structure where we are an actual entity, you know. So there we are. We have this presence now in social media. This is who we are, and this is what we do.
Yep.
And right now, we're going to be teaching in Aberdeen and then Edinburgh and Glasgow.
Yep.
But who knows where else? Where next? It's like, let's just watch this space because others are going to come.
You know,
you know, it's like, you know, one thing leads to something else, to something else, to something else. So we're open to pretty much anything. I mean, for me, I love to teach. And my passion really is teaching people who want to learn and who want to be taught.
Yep.
And something that I get, a lot of people who are listening will get this, because a lot of people who are listening are like me and will teach classes or private clients and whatever.
Yep.
Sometimes this job, when you're teaching classes and private clients, can be very, very draining.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people are paying you, and they think that they're paying you to do the work for them. And you're like, well, no, I'm not. You still have to do the work. And it can almost be like coaxing children.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
And
yep.
I love my job. Don't get me wrong. You know, but sometimes it's tiring. Whereas when you go into a workshop scenario, it's incredible. Yeah, it's tiring because you're working, but it's incredibly energizing because those people have taken time and money to go and see you to learn. So the energy is different.
Yeah.
I mean, like last week at Dougie's gym, Dougie hosted Paul Firepower Gray because iFlow certification. Now, people who listen will know that Paul is just a goddamn genius. He's just phenomenal.
He's a great guy.
Well, Dougie's gym had an electric atmosphere that whole weekend because there were people that had come from all over the UK to come together to learn from this man who they've got great respect and admiration for.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings in a special kind of energy. And I mean, that I love that. You know, when you like minds come together, great things happen.
So
that's more where my head and my heart are going towards. I love teaching classes, you know, and I'll probably always do it in some capacity. But I am a teacher.
Yeah.
And I've been told numerous times that I'm a pretty good teacher. It's like I seem to have a way of explaining things that people understand, and sometimes someone else won't be able to get someone to understand it, but I'll step in and all of a sudden they get it.
Yep.
So clearly I've got a way of communicating or a manner or there's something that works.
Well, no, you're
I really want to bank on that.
No, but you're genuine. That's, if you want to know the word, I would say it's being genuine to people, and people spot that right away. You and I have talked about this online and offline. You come very clear with people, and you know, I like to talk to you. You wouldn't be on the show, you know, and we talk and we talk offline and stuff like that. There's certain people that you can click with, and when you can click with clientele or people that have a little bit of apprehension, because most people do, and not only do they respect you, but now they're like, okay, I'm buying into this here, and you know, I think for sure you demonstrate that exceptionally. One other thing too, and then we're going to get right into Strong and Will. You know, you talk about all the years, and I've been doing a lot of contemplating about a lot of things lately. And I'll tell you right now, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you got this, got that, you know, you don't have this, you don't have that. I'm going to just give you an analogy quick. Now, you've heard Kirsten talking about their venture, her and Dougie. The interesting thing is here is all of that time they have both put in. We'll talk about Kirsten because she's with me right now. You hear her talk. You hear what they're into. And that's how I'm going to explain the analogy when people say, well, you've been doing it for so long, you know. How come it's not working or you're not making, you know, $15K a month? Did you just hear what she just said about describing what her and Dougie are doing? Here's the thing, folks. When you believe in something, it's not going to materialize in the first 10 minutes, okay? It might not materialize in the first 5 years. But as you stay at things and you have the decision in your mind and you're decisive and you're disciplined, okay, now look what she's doing right now. So that proves the analogy that if you believe in something and are so passionate about it, you know, she, like Kirsten said, you know, they're with Paul Firepower Gray, who's exceptional, all right? Every time you make contact with somebody, you don't know who they know or where it's going to lead. I keep trying to tell people that. I don't think a lot of people believe me. I call it the tentacles here of M&M. That's what it's all about. Kirsten, if you want to comment on any of that, and if not, well, comment on anything, and we're going to get right into Strong and Will, please.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, people need to be aware that in this industry, yep, you know, you have to pay your dues. You have to put the time in, and you have to serve, you know, you have to serve your time, basically,
yeah,
and do the hard yards. And the more you do, the better you get, and the stronger your will becomes. You know, because you have you've forged it, you've crafted it, you've created something real.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it really frustrates me when I see you know, I look on social media. I mean, I'm on social media a lot. I mean, that's where people find me, and I communicate with everyone there.
Yeah.
So I'm not blind to all the bullshit that's out there. And I'll see all these trainers, you know, who are like 18, 19, 20 years old, and
yeah,
you know, it really fucks me off because
yeah,
it's like, what have you done?
Yeah.
You have done nothing yet. You've maybe gone to college,
yeah,
you know, some Mickey Mouse college, you've got a bit of paper, great stuff, and all of a sudden they're coaching people in things that they have never done.
That's right.
And so yeah, it's understanding that if you're in this industry and you're gonna do well at it for the long term, it has to be because you love it. Not just because you think that's a good job.
Yeah.
I'd quite like that.
Yeah.
But they must make a lot of money. Well, in all honesty, a lot of us don't. A lot of us are fucking skint. You know, and we're,
mm-hmm,
you know, and a lot of us are struggling to make ends meet, but the passion is there. And we know that down the line, we won't be skint forever. We just keep on doing it, and we keep on doing it, and we keep on doing it, and we craft it, and we forge it, and we create it the way that we want it to be seen.
Yep.
That's the people who ultimately make a difference in this game, not the ones who are just in and out for a fast buck or
yeah,
trying to get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 likes on Instagram. I mean, that's not the point here. You know, you train because you love it.
Oh yeah. Without,
and then if you train because you love it and you also happen to be a good teacher, well, there you go. Now
yeah,
you can maybe move into something with that.
Well, it's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know the score. Not everyone is a teacher.
No, they're not.
You know?
No. And you know what? Like I said, you develop good standards, maybe you take a blueprint from somebody else and build it to the way you like it. You stick with it, you refine it, and before you know it, you know, you're selling a million of them. It is not far-fetched, folks, and that's the most important thing. Here's where we're going to go. Strong in Will. And I was thinking about this today because I contacted Kirsten and said, you know, you're coming on. Yep. Well, what do you want to talk about? Of course, I send her a lot of wise guy shit back. That's just my relationship with her. But I kind of gave her a little bit because I hadn't really thought that far ahead. But I was just thinking about, you know, Strong in Will, and I can remember reading Lord Tennyson. And I said, I thought of her the minute I read this thing. And I'm going to read you this short passage, and she and I are going to talk about this. And it goes like this. It's called Ulysses by Alfred Lord Tennyson. It's just poems, okay? It's from the Academy of American Poets. Though much is taken, much abides, and though We are not now that strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are one equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. I'll let ladies go before gentlemen here. If you want me to read it again, I will. But if you, if I was clear speaking, I hope I was. What does that mean to you, Kirsten?
To me, that means that, you know, your inner strength is something that prevails.
Yep.
And that's what that the take home message from that one is to me. You know, where even though time will change you, and aging is inevitable. You know, we can't fight that. It is what it is.
Yep.
You know, but your spirit is unyielding. You know.
Yep.
So you can keep plugging away. You keep doing what you do, and you'll get to where you want to be. You know, but you have to be willing to do the work.
I agree.
Also, yep. Yeah. I love passages like that because they state so clearly how maybe in the past people were so much stronger.
Yeah.
Physically as well.
Yeah.
You know, probably, you know, mentally they definitely were. You know, mentally people are just fucking weak now. You know,
absolutely.
When you look at society yep. all over the world really as a whole.
Yep.
Well, certainly in the West. But back then, you know, that whole idea of, you know, just true strength, brute strength, you know, stuff that carried over. And then even when your body was failing, your mind was still so strong.
Yep.
That's kind of what I take from that.
No, I totally.
And I think
yeah.
that is something that people really need to think about and practice in their own lives. You know, you have to take control for your own existence. You know, you have to stop blaming other people. Start taking ownership because
yeah.
that's something that a lot of people just simply are not doing anymore. They're always looking for a get out. You know, a scapegoat, someone
yeah.
to blame.
Yep. No,
and
I agree.
So excerpts like that remind me that. People were not always this way. They were a lot stronger before.
I agree. But you know something? Strong in will, too, makes me always think about the gym, no matter what you do. And I talk about, and I've talked about on a number of shows, the will to get it done. And I think, like all human beings, we have an innate ability within us that has all these derivatives we talk about. But the idea with any of them is you have to turn them on some way. Will's just not going to suddenly fall out of the sky and make you be able to do anything you want. It's not going to happen like that. And one thing I love about what we do is by failing a number of times, by getting disgusted a number of times, by being triumphant a number of times, by having the tenacity, the discipline to get in there, even when you're feeling like there's just no way I want to do a thing today, that's what starts to build the strong in will in all of us. And I've played a lot of sports, but as I've said from day one of the show, when my hands touched a weight bar that had leaky sand weights on them, something went off in my head. It was like a cannonball. And, of course, everybody knows the story of my brother Jimmy and the Hulk. There's certain things that can go off in you as a young man or young woman. I'm talking a child. A lot of this stuff bears witness to when you're very, very young. This starts the creation of, at this point, whatever you want to call it. But since I and Kirsten are going to talk about strong in will, this is probably this is what started me out on this whole diet of all of this. The whole thing. Everything was Jimmy the Hulk, Jimmy the Hulk, Jimmy the Hulk. Touch the weights for the first time. Go over to my aunt's, get the stuff from my dad. Wooden bench. Nothing. People look at that today and laugh. You know what? That was everything to me. And when I grabbed that friggin', a one-inch York, I don't even know if it was a York bar. With the big sleeve, you can't even get those cool, like, fake chrome sleeves on them anymore. And it had the red collars that you had to use a wrench to turn the shit on, which should still be made, because there's another facet of building your grip, even as a little kid, all right? and then picking that thing up and not knowing jack shit other than what he's seen in magazines, and everybody knows Arnold and Franco and of course, you know, Louis Ferrigno and Ken Patera, you know, obviously Bill Kazmaier. That was all my day coming into it. And suddenly you touch it and like, it was like someone took your hands and melted them right to the bar and it shot right to your brain. That's when the will starts. That's when it starts. And I agree with Kirsten totally that yes, there were a much tougher group of men and women many, many years ago because things weren't technologically easier. And I don't even know if it's easier or not. Dr. Wong and I got into this the other day with a show called, it was Half with the Sand Dune, and it was called Drop Your Laptop, and you would have, if you listen to the show was even pretty funny, the way we were cracking on everything. But what I'm saying is, yes, as you get older in age, you're gonna start losing things a little bit. You know, your strength might not be the way it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but yet, you still persevere, folks. You still do things. And you know what? So what if you've got to change a little bit? So what if you've got to take a little bit of a detour in the road to get back on? This is all what will is about. And you will never last the lifetime that you want to live or wants to live you if you don't practice this. Because anybody that understands physical culture, no matter what happens, it would be almost utterly impossible to ever stop doing this stuff. At least for me. I'll speak for me, and I'm going to ask Kirsten that next. Because it's whether, well, like I said, I do believe it's there for everybody, some of these words, and they get popped off some way. But I think that what we like to do is in everybody's DNA, and once again, I'll say it with that too. What is it that pops you off that suddenly all these things start taking, whether they take over in your life or they inspire you or whatever? No one's ever going to tell me or convince me that this is just something, you like doing or you watch somebody. If that was the case, I would have probably stopped liking doing it 30 years ago, folks. Okay? So you can throw that assumption right out the window. This is stuff that's in you that, like I said, something went off. Kirsten, we talked about when she started out, she was heavier, people ridiculed her, et cetera, et cetera. She took something that a lot of people would use to blame for everybody the rest of their life and live in captivity, basically, of both mind, body, and spirit. She chose to go the right way, and look where she is now. But I want to ask you this. Do you feel, and it's, you answer any way you want. I know you will. Do you feel, is there something within all of us when I talk, just I gave the examples of Will, DNA, you know, the things with Jimmy, obviously the things that happen to you young in life. You know, it's just not saying, well, I'm going to do this, and you do it, and, you know, like I said, anybody could do it, but how long are you going to stay with it? I mean, you and I both know, and I can't speak for you, but I assume that this is lifelong for you as it is me, but I know I've thrown a lot of stuff at you. Take your time and answer anything, please.
Yeah, I just thought it was really interesting what you said there about, you know, how people will fill in the mix, oh, you know, you only did it for that, and oh, but then you'll stop that. And, you know, I'm thinking about your no balls one.
Remember? Yep. Your friend, Jimmy. You know, Jimmy, I'm sorry, you know, Joey.
Joey.
Yep.
And, you know, of course he'd stopped and it's like, you know, he just kind of drifted and fallen away.
Yep.
And it's so interesting because I was actually chatting to James Fuller the other day, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
We were talking about this on Facebook. And obviously, I mean, people on here will know who James Fuller is, and he's done all kinds of crazy shit in the strength game.
He's some awesome.
Really cool stuff.
Yep.
So going, you know, strongman, powerlifting, you know, bodybuilding, you name it, this man's done it.
Yep.
And he's lasted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the key point here. He has lasted. He is lasting. He is evolving.
Yep.
And why is that? Why am I still training after 23 years?
Yep.
Because I'm evolving.
Yep.
But we're still training.
Yep.
But we're no longer one trick ponies. We're not just staying in a box and saying, right, I'm in that box. I, you know, you know, when I first started, how I was a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
So many people would say, oh, right, I'm a bodybuilder, therefore I am in that box and I'm going to be in that box forever and a day. And then when the body starts falling apart,
yep,
they quit.
Yep.
You know, rather than looking for a side route or another option that means they can keep on moving, then they will just stop.
Yep.
And I think that is the difference. When you are in this for the passion and the love of training, when you just love to get your hands on that iron and you don't care whether it's powerlifting or bodybuilding or strongman, you yep. just want to do something that allows you to keep lifting this stuff and keep doing it because it makes you feel so good and it fulfills you as a person. You know, mm-hmm. I guess that's the best way that I can describe it. It's like if someone took away my ability to train in any form,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you know, you might as well just, you know, stick me away in an asylum somewhere because I would just go nuts because it's who and what I am. I
right.
train.
Right.
But I can switch through different modalities depending on where I'm at
yep.
in my life
yep.
or what my goals are. So it's not being restricted. That's something that I find really an important point to get across to people. You don't have to start into this penning yourself in a corner.
No.
You know, be open to different things. At the end of the day, like you said before, we are all part of physical culture.
Yep.
It's like if you met all of us in the street, you know, like me, you, Paul, Dougie,
yep.
you know, Charlie Oliphant, you know,
yep.
you've got Andy Kearney, all
sure.
these people, you probably we'd get some funny looks in the street because we are a really diverse looking bunch of people.
You know,
we're not all Man Mountain.
Right.
You know, we're talking
right.
different body types and
yep.
yet here we all are.
Yeah.
Meeting in the middle at
yep.
physical culture.
Yep.
And it's because we all appreciate what the other has to give. And, you know, and it's like an open forum. So we're learning from each other and we're using that knowledge to be able to keep on moving, moving forward.
And I agree.
Yeah, I love that. You know, you have to be able to side switch.
Well, yeah, because let's face it, if you're not doing stuff, you and I both know you can't keep repeating the same thing over, over and over. It might go for a while, but eventually it's like anything. It's going to fall on deaf ears. But the main thing is you risk, obviously, they love to use, what do you want to call it, overuse injuries. Well, and that is definitely a probability with things. That does happen. But you know, with what you're doing with Douglas right now, with what I'm doing Matt Dahl with Sand Dune and many other things. Right now, I mean, we already talked about, we are constructing stuff where it's going to end up becoming probably something teachable eventually, certification. But we're doing things right now in an athletic way that there's some people who have worked with Matt before, but not the way Eric and John Bruni and myself are doing it. And we are coming up with some incredible things. And as I've told Kirsten, I've said this before in the shows, we're waiting on a few things where we would like to get at least 3 to 4 of them over to different people, and obviously Kirsten would be one of them, because they're obviously going to come up with some other things, and I am telling you right now, they will be absolutely amazed what this thing can do. So, am I using it specifically for one thing, two things? No, I'll tell you what I'm doing tomorrow. It'll be the first time ever. I'm going to have it out with me when I do dead stop squats, and I am not going to sit down one bit. I'll hop on that for 30 to 60 seconds, take a swig of water, go in. Now, look, I'm not a fool either. The first workout, it might even be like a placebo for me. We'll see what happens. I expect to not see anything really to what I'm thinking degree-wise, percentage-wise with my training, till at least the fourth workout. But this thing is pretty damn phenomenal, and it would not surprise me if I even see a change between sets with this in the sand dune. So, you know, you see what Kirsten's doing, you know, her involvement with this new project. You see all of us, we're involved in different things. We still stay with really the core things we love to do. That'll never go away. But to become better, and to be able to be out there and teach, it just can't be the same old, same old. Think about how many times you go back to school. It's the same old, same old. Why do you think kids are in trouble, skipping school, don't want to go, failing tests? Look, everybody needs some stimulation. Doesn't mean you're going to do it the rest of your life. Maybe you're only going to do it two or three times. But it, do you understand, folks? It gets you back into it. It gets the juices going again. It gets your head going again, and it starts getting you to ask yourself questions, which is the most fundamental thing of anything you do. What will this do for me? I think I really like this. You know what? I'm going to go after this for the next 90 days. Do you understand? This is the idea of anything you do in physical culture or anything you do in life. The objectivity to be able to see something new, look at it, try it out, see if you really like doing it, and decipher if you want to stay with this or not. I think that's a role where a lot of people, they don't understand that, especially trainers, teachers, etc., whatever we want to call them. And what happens is they not only drop out from physical culture, they drop out, period. And it's very hard when somebody drops out to try to get them to come back in, because they have made their mind up that, you know what, this has happened 1, 2, 3, 4 times to me. What are you going to do that's going to change all that? So go ahead and take it, Kirsten.
Yeah, just what you said there about people dropping out.
Yep.
And that's something, again, when I was chatting to James the other day, I mentioned this to him.
Yep.
It was a really interesting point that, I mean, obviously I was an international bodybuilder, so I used to mix with some really, really cool people.
Yep.
And I remember there was this gentleman from Scotland, and he was many times Mr. Scotland, like in NABBA. And he won the Britain and the world and the Europes and the universe and everything. And anyway, this guy in his 50s, he won the NABBA universe 6 times in his 50s, right? He was amazing. And then he retired at the top. He was like 56 or something. And that, fair dues, you know, he retired at the top.
Yeah.
Great way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was at a competition. It was a small local show that I was competing in. And I saw this guy, and he was there just to spectate. And I went up to him because I knew who he was. And I said, wow, how are you? How's your training? And he just looked at me and he said, I'm not training, Kirsten. Mm. And I said, well, why not? He said, I don't compete anymore. I don't need to train. And I looked at him and I said, what? You know, because this compete with me. Because, I mean, I was about 20 years old at the time and I, you know, loved to train.
Sure.
And I don't need to train, Kirsten. I won't train anymore. I only trained for competition. And I thought, wow. And it's like he was the first man I met back then.
Yeah.
You know, I was young. I was maybe only 20 at the time. Who admitted that to me, and yet I've met so many people since then who were exactly the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there's professional bodybuilders in the IFBB.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't name names, but I know a couple of them that, you know, will openly admit they start training 6 months before the Olympia or whatever, and yet after the Olympia, they'll have about 4 or 5 months off where they don't do anything.
Yep.
And I could never get my head around that because, to me, the training is my focus.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing that makes me feel the way I want to feel and that I get a buzz out of it. It drives me, you know, it spurs me. It makes me want to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Whereas these guys and women weren't seeing it like that. They were seeing it, but I want to look like that on stage. Therefore, I'll do this in the gym for this period of time.
Yep.
It wasn't that they loved it. And I guess what you see happening really is that if you saw those people who are stop starts, you know, 20, 30, 40 years down the line, they're the people that will probably have all the health issues and, you know, have really never, you know, taken themselves into hand. Whereas those of us who are not frightened to switch modalities now and again, address our weak links or our faults, we're the ones that will go the distance. We will still be here. And it's like I mean, even though I'm only 39, you know, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at how long I've trained, I have seen so many people come and go.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I can maybe only think of a handful of people who I know personally who have gone the distance the same time as me or longer than me.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
People are just so They're just so fickle.
Well, I got friends. Yeah, no, you're right. I've got friends of mine that won't train during the summer because it's too hot. I'm like, what? Yeah, it's hot. It's been humid here. It's been brutal. But you know what? Here's what you do. Train to how things are. You know, I mean, if it's like in my garage, when it's like this, usually it's at least 105 in there. And when I've got a squat, I've got a squat in the power rack. Where's the power rack? One of the three, the main one I use, is at the very back of the garage. GOG, is that going to be the hottest point in the garage? Yeah, it goes anywhere from 103 to 111 it's been in there. All right? You don't think that's hot? All you got to do is load 245s on the Buffalo bar, and you're already dripping sweat on the floor everywhere you walk. All right? But my whole thing with any of this is this. You don't quit things just because they're not convenient for you. I mean, what are you sending to yourself? See, that's – besides that, I mean, if I ever said to some of the people I know that I took the summer off, they'd whack me probably over the head with a 45-pound plate, all right?
Just to see
if I could take it. You're not sending the right message. You're not sending the right message, especially to yourself, because you're going to take 3 to 3.5 months off. I mean, I know myself, I would be in bad trouble probably, because I need things like this to keep my aggression down and out of me. I wouldn't be very good walking around the concrete jungle not training for 3 months. Because I have no outlets. I mean, the business, yeah, but I don't have anything physically and mentally that is going to be so harsh to me that it'll take me basically and almost suck the life out of me for a couple days. I still function fine, but it's a thing that meters me down quite a bit, and no one should be walking around wild every day of their life. But that's what training, physical culture has always done for me. So when people tell me things like that, I really don't even comment on it anymore because I'm like, it wouldn't matter what you said to them. Their mind's made up. They, you know, it's like everything we do in life. You build patterns, mental patterns, physical patterns, spiritual patterns. And you know what? Do it enough. As Frank Klein, my teacher, always said, repetition, repetition, repetition can be a godsend. Or it can be a killer. You make the choice. Once again, I say this. This has been my thing lately, Kirsten. I say to people, you make the choice. They kind of look at you like, asshole. You know what I mean? It's like that. Well, you know what?
It really is.
Yeah.
You know something? I'll have to jump on something there. Just when you said that. You know, that you make your choices. You know, and now, you know, just when you said, you know, people look at you as if you're an asshole. I had a really similar thing happen to me yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I had two new people come into my classes, and two ladies, really nice ladies, right? And there was one lady came into my group, and she is about the same age as me, and she suffers chronic back pain.
Yep.
And she had a hip problem and all that. So anyway, I always say to new people, stay back, let's chat after class, let's just, you know, talk about stuff here and see where you're at, where's your head at, how you feeling? And anyway, this lady said to me that, you know, she'd been in back pain for years and hip pain and blah, blah, blah. And I was just looking at her and her posture was just fucked. It was just shocking.
Yep.
And I'm quite direct with people. And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with you, you know. And she just kind of looked at me and said, but I need to see a chiropractor all this time. I said, well, really, your chiropractor is doing you no favors. I said, because it's your posture. I said, I'm not a chiropractor. I'm looking at you. I can see what needs to be fixed. I said, in all honesty, it's your own fault.
Mm-hmm.
And her face just dropped. And I said, look, you know, I said, I'm nothing if not honest.
Yeah.
I said, but you've got to sort yourself out. I said, because if you don't fix this, you can pay every chiropractor on earth.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get any better.
Yep.
I said, and these are things that are easy to change, but you have to do the work.
Yep.
You must be consistent.
Yep.
And she really, for that few minutes, she didn't like me because I was speaking a truth that she didn't want to hear.
Right.
And I was basically saying to her, take ownership. You've created this.
Yep.
You fucking fix it.
Yeah.
And she really, you could see her, you know, like the hairs on her neck standing up, and but I'm used to that. I'm kind of like that with people. It's a bit of a joke between me and the people who know me. It's like I'm like Marmite. You either love me or you hate me.
I'm with you. Yep. No, I know the feeling.
Lady was, yep. I was definitely the Marmite that she didn't like for that few minutes.
Yep.
But to her credit, I think I was starting to get through to her, and she was kind of coming back at me saying, "No, but I've played hockey, I've gone running, I've done all this." And I said, "Yes, and you've not prepared your body to do the things that you were going to do. You've not helped it recover from the things that you did do." I said, "Therefore, you have caused the damage."
Right.
I said, "Now, you unwittingly did it, but you did it."
Yeah.
I said, "Now, just accept it and get over it." I said, "You know, what's done is done, but now let's figure out a way forward." And it's, yeah, I just thought it was interesting what you said about your teacher there, because that's something that I do face quite a lot.
Yep. Well, yeah.
People don't want to hear the truth.
No, but you know something? The funny thing is she knew the truth. You just made it happen for her. Most people, you know, people underestimate people, especially when they say things like that to somebody and you just call them out. Maybe, thank God it was you. Maybe she's been waiting for the last 5 years for someone to call her out. But you did it, and she knew that that's what it was about. And that's why at first, it's like anybody, they'll do one or two things. They'll get highly offended. They might even get verbally with you. But if they really want to fix it, they'll stick around. It's the ones that walk out in a huff, slam and everything, they don't want to get well. They like living like that, and we all know people like that. No matter what you do for them, no matter what you offer them, no matter how you treat them, I say to people more and more, because I've been studying this so much, the people that are around you, listen to the verbiage. Keep your mouth shut. And listen for 5 minutes. Listen. Smile at them, whatever. Nod to them. Don't open your mouth. I learned that a long time ago in martial arts, way, way long ago. I do it all the time, too. I remember our instructor always saying, when you enter a room for the first time, whether you know some people there or not, just sit there and listen. You're going to find out who you want to speak to. Who you don't want to speak to, even, you know, you say hello, just cordial. Maybe even people you want to be friends with. Maybe there's a girl there you're interested in or a guy in. But listen, it costs nothing to listen, folks. These are so many things that can save you from so much bullshit out there. This one didn't like me or this didn't work out. You know why? You didn't listen. You didn't listen. You went out on a date with him. Did you listen? Or were you just talking about yourself the whole time? Huh? What did you do? Why didn't it work out? Well, you know something? You didn't listen, or you don't do the 5 minute rule like I do. And I could get into that on another show, but in 5 minutes, I can pretty much tell if the girl seated next to me or across from me, I want anything to do with, and she might be thinking the same thing. And I call that the 5 minute rule, and it's a very interesting thing. And that, and one other thing that the old Italian guy said to me, which to this day I still do. Ask the girl that you're going out with what she thinks of her father. Because if she talks ill about her dad, you don't want to. And I wish I could do the broken English. He goes, "You don't want to have nothing to do with her. Go away." Those two things have saved my life multiple times. And it's the same way with anything like when we talk here with clients, whatever. You can read a person pretty quick anyways, because if you've been around people and you like people, you're a fairly good reader. We don't always, sometimes we all screw up, but you can really get a gist of what they are, what they're talking about. And when Kirsten walks up to somebody and obviously recognizes right away, no, you don't need another chiropractor. You know, no, you don't need to go to another masseuse, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What you need to do is, however Kirsten's going to do it, obviously I would say if the back is not destroyed, we get your fucking ass under a bar, honey. You know what I mean? And we start building mental fortitude in you more than ever. We just start like that. People like that who've been living in that type of hell mentally for who knows how long will suddenly think that they struck gold. Very important stuff, and it all goes with the strong in will. I mean, I'm gonna give a few things, and I'll finish up, and I'll send it to you, and you can summarize everything. Take your time. You know, life deals you a bouquet. I don't care who you are, man. Every one of us has gone through shit. Some of us are going through it now, and we're going to go through it the rest of our life. But success is not handed easily to anybody. But remember this, you've got gold dust all around you. You know, you've got hopes and dreams, especially dreams. Don't ever let your dreams go. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care. You know how many times I've heard people say, you ought to just give it up. You're not making hardly any money. Well, you know what? That's your opinion, and fuck you. And you know, and another thing too is this: if you let the outside world come into you, folks, it will destroy you. It will destroy you. I'm going to say that again: if you let the outside world come into you, it will destroy you. You have to build internally and bring out everything to the external world. Is it easy? Nope. I'm deconstructing things now that I never thought I would, and reconstructing. I'm coming up with different things that are on the mirror, things I'm saying, standing on a sand dune first thing in the morning after I've listened to at least 15 minutes of somebody, and visualizing where I want to be financially. And I would love to give you what I'm giving right now. It's just incredible what I'm doing with this one visualization. I can tell you this. Multitudes of Ben Franklins are involved in this visualization, but if I gave you a description, you'd be like, holy shit, it is that intense. All these things matter. All these things matter when you go out and get physical, because don't ever lose that side of you. The mental end, the spiritual end are huge, huge. The mental end is still probably, in my opinion, the biggest thing. But the physical and the spiritual are very, very short in time behind it. But there's one thing I love about the physical thing. I love putting my hands on something. I love loading plates. I love digging my fingers into sandbags, especially when the sand breaks and it's trying to pour out all over your head. And I can't tell you how many times I've dumped sand all over my head and face, everything. How many times have I cut myself on a stone, dropped it on my foot? I did that with, I had 3 10-pound plates last Sunday. It was sweaty as hell here. I thought I had them real tight in my hand. I had them for a few feet. What happened? All my sweat was all down through them. The middle one let go. Guess where it hit? Directly right on the first 3 toes and just the top of my foot. I had a bruise, and it was sore as a son of a bitch. These things happen. But I love the encounter. I love the physical thing. My buddy Richie used to always say 2 things that I've never forgotten and will never forget. And he used to do it so damn good. He was like, we're at war with the weights. And then secondly, we used to always say, you know, with the FBC Stone and Steel Yard, he'd always say it when we put the garage door down. I mean, you'd see all the stuff outside, obviously, when you walked up. But he was always like, if they ever knew what was behind that door, I said, damn straight, man. It's the pot of gold. It's the green and gold there. Kirsten, summarize anything you like. Give out all your information. I'll give mine, and hang on the line, please.
Well, I've loved this topic. It's been really, really awesome, and it's the kind of topic that could run and run and run.
Yep.
It's like we just talk for hours. You could go down so many different avenues with this one.
Yep.
I love the whole spiritual aspect of training. It's something that is very rarely spoken about. You know, people are always quick to discuss training plans, nutrition, supplements, diet, drugs. You know, whatever. They're always quick to discuss that, but they're not keen to talk about the actual spiritual side of things. What makes you tick? What makes you do why you do? And you know, addressing the needs that are being met and fulfilled by lifting or just being active and moving. And that's something that I think really should be discussed, because it's something that will save many people from feeling really, really bad about themselves, and maybe save a lot of people from not doing something stupid to themselves if they're in a really bad way. So I think, you know, the spiritual side of training is something that most people don't pay attention to. They're being incredibly superficial and looking at the stuff on the surface, but not looking below that, you know, going behind that.
Down deep.
Absolutely. But to summarize, well, my name is Kirsten Tullock, also known as Little Tank. I am the co-founder with my good, good friend Douglas Graham of the New Movement Alliance. And we are here for anyone and everyone who wants to learn and do well. I love being on here chatting with you, Eric. It's
same
always
here.
A blast.
Same
and,
here.
I just can't wait till the next time. I always think when we finish a conversation, I just think, God, I wonder what we're going to talk about next.
Absolutely. Well, that's what Eric Gutman and I were saying. They go so damn fast. You and I have been on for an hour and 36 minutes, believe it or not.
No way.
Yeah, and you know me, I don't do long show. Well, yeah, I shouldn't say that, but there's
yes,
just
you do.
Yeah, I do. It's just that's the way it works. You know what I mean? And when you're on with somebody you like to be on with, and you're talking about some great stuff, I mean, the time cooks. That's the way it is. Is there anything you need to give out, Kirsten? Anything else?
Not really. I mean, people can get a hold of me and Douglas on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, either through our personal pages or through the Movement Alliance. I'm also very active on Instagram, and my Instagram username is Little Tank. So if anyone would like to contact us, you know, Facebook or Instagram is the easiest and fastest route for that right now. So anyone gets in touch with us, we always reply. It may not be immediately, but we always do. So feel free to fire any questions through, and just look forward to meeting as many people out there as we can when we're teaching.
Awesome. And this week, this is the first. This is the first week we've ever had two women from Scotland on in one week. We have Kirsten here with us, and we had Kara Shaw on the other night. And obviously, Kirsten knows we've talked offline. I mean, we are changing here in a lot of ways, and we want people in with us. I'm not going to go any further right now. But we know where we're going. We know what we got, and we are just growing, growing, growing. Lots of new people coming in, and the shows are intense. Granted, the other day when I did Dr. Wong's show with Matt Dahl, it was screaming great. But if you've been listening to the last three shows before that with him, he and I have been. We sound like a train wreck. You know, and speed like you wouldn't believe. This is what I want to do. I mean, I enjoy these people. We've had a ton of people on in the last 3 years, and it's great. But the show is going in many different routes right now, and it always has. But it's very exciting, and it's very, for me, very fun to meet all these, you know, the older people we've had on, obviously, and the new ones that just have this undying passion that, you know, I don't meet a lot of it out there anymore. It's few and far between, I think, more so than we think. And when you can get groups of people like we have on M&M that have this, you know, and it doesn't matter what we do. All right, to me, it's all iron, it's all physical culture, one way or another. But this is what I think is so unique about M&M. It's just got a whole different feel. It has a whole different vibe. The aggression is always there. But the thing is, we put it down to a human level where anybody can understand it. We're not talking over people. And that, you know, to me, that's where it's at. Because I remember as a kid, you know, I always say that, God, I wish M&M was around when I was a kid. I mean, the information, but just to listen to the men and women here talking about things in a way that, you know, this is whether they do it for a living, and most of them are entrepreneurs on here, but it's just like they've gone through so many things and are going to keep going through. You know, watching film is great, but I love listening to people. It reminds me, like, I remember, you know, older people, I love talking to them, and they would talk about, you know, when there wasn't a lot of TV, when radio was the thing. You know why I like radio better than TV? Because your imagination, your creativity. When Kirsten's talking about, you know, what she's done with Douglas, with the Alliance, but, you know, what she does, what I do. I can sit here when she's talking and I can just visualize because I've seen her doing it. And to me, that's going to make you a better athlete or whatever you classify yourself as. So I'll leave that there. But this is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. We know the winner's circle. Get on it. I asked you the three facts. I gave them to you. If you're answering yes, jump on board. Obviously, you like Kirsten. You like what she talks about. She's been more than kind to us here, giving us absolutely an hour of her free time to work with you when you buy the winner's circle. And I thank her, and I thank everybody else who have been so generous with their time. But this is something you need to jump on. And as I said, more and more modules are going to be coming out. Also, to contributions, we're going to keep asking whether you send anything in or not. This is what we need. We need more capital to keep running. I'm going to be doing a lot more outside stuff because this show is my life's blood here. And when you love something this much, you'll do whatever you got to do to grow. I'm not talking survive. I'm talking grow. That's all we do here is grow, grow, and grow. Also, too, as I said before, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at over 759 podcasts already. Sign up for a free newsletter, too, right on the main page of motivationmuscle.com. Go out, fill in the, I think there's two or three lines there. When you complete that, that will go right to MailChimp, and you'll be on our list, and you'll be getting anything I put out. Usually I'm going to be doing them now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights normally. So you're going to be getting, whether it's from the blog or the winner's circle or whatever's going on around here, film, motivation, muscle, you're going to be getting all of it, and you're going to have an opportunity to do other things. So stay tuned for all that. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello to them or give them five words of inspiration. We know what that can do. You can get a hold of us, obviously. Listen to us at iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a five-star review. Everyone has done that. We thank them for that. AHA, that's AHA directory. You can get Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7 in your car, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. If there's a show you'd like Kirsten and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Also, too, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, push it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our big balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, I swear when I hear your shows, there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. You've seen some of it, but you ain't seen all of it yet, and there's going to be 30 more years of it, so batten the hatches down because we aren't ever going to let up on that, believe me. Frank Klein, my greatest college professor ever in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, next week is John's third anniversary. We lost him to cancer. John would walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. And I say that to everybody, and I'm always smiling when I say that. Try it no matter what you're going through. John would be very proud that I've carried his legacy. And believe me, I miss all of them immensely. They had some big, big thing as far as what the example they showed me had such an effect on me. Especially John, because John was like my father's age in around there, and I lost my dad so long ago. John was a guy that stood by me no matter what, and as I said, you don't meet a lot of that anymore in the world, and when you do, you hold on to it real tight, because chances are you might never meet up with it again. But I know John is watching over me just as my dad is, Frank, Jimmy, all of them. I know they're on my right shoulder every day. Every day. So, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming for sure. I'm coming, I'll tell you that. We won't kick your door in. We'll blow the roof right off your house. And as I always say, join the family, join the revolution. It's going to be 30 years of the biggest investment you'll ever make in your life. The great Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you. We take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. Go look around. Ask around. See how many people will back you up now, too. It's weak out there, folks. You're the example. Lead. Also, too, before Kirsten and I say goodbye, I say this on every show, too. Men, get rid of the nine-month belly. Get rid of the spare tire. Get training. Talk to Dr. Wong. Listen to the shows. I'm telling you, anybody here will help you. Kirsten will help you. I'll help you. Anybody. Anybody will help you here. There's no excuse. I'm telling you right now. Think about that. You're always an example to your sons and daughters, nieces and nephews, or anybody you're around, whether it's family, work, friends. Think about all those things. Husbands support your wives. Wives support your husbands. And don't let these vampires put a wedge between you. Don't. Because if you do, you're going to lose everything. And don't do that. And remember this. We need you. We want you to be in the family for the next 30 years. And I'll tell you right now, we want you to be part of this massive revolution that is taking place. I mean that. Kirsten, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you on. You're one hell of a friend. You're one hell of a supporter of me and the show. And believe me, I might not say it enough to you, but you are very much appreciated by me.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate that. And it's mutual.
I know
it's
it
mutual.
Is.
We help each other out.
That's what it's about, and that's what that's why we're here, and that's what we're showing people. As I said, we lead by example. And remember this, you're all winners, you're all champions. When this show will be up, let's see, this show will be up Monday morning, because I'm going to put up, we had a show there at Gutman today, that'll be up tomorrow morning, because this guy is going to take the night off for a change tonight. And I would like to just relax and listen to some good inspiring movement and power and go work on the sand dune. Tomorrow we'll be preparing for a big-ass workout. And tomorrow will be the first time sand dune is being introduced to my training. Rack work tomorrow. Next week, well, it might even be tomorrow. It depends how the feet feel after this. We might even do a few light lifts and up and down the driveway. Even if it's 150-pound steel stone, don't care. This is now when we build upon our successes, and let's see what the sand dune can do for some massive weight and pressure all over your body. I'll be letting everybody know, and like I said, we're doing everything we can to get them over with Kirsten and a few of our other friends. So stay tuned for that. But as I all said, you're all winners. You're all champions. Live by the rule. Live by the standards. Obviously, live by discipline. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.